99.9 Radio USA Tornado from Little Big Town. It's 6:51, and we're at 26 below. Cole Swindell is going to be chilling it here in just a minute, but right now it's time to get weird on the weird news brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. A Michigan man isn't wasting any time in making his college degree pay off. He's renting out ad space on the cap that he'll be wearing at his graduation ceremony. Alex Benda is his name, and he spent the past 4 years studying business at the University of Michigan, and he's divided up his 10x10 cap into tiny squares, which he has priced at $100 a pop. Well, so far, he's been able to unload a dozen of them, generating $1,200 to go towards the $30,000 he needs to pay off his student loans. Pretty smart guy. He says that anything that is not X-rated is fair game for those looking to assist him in his hat trick, is what he's calling it. A British woman was arrested last week, and it's all because she doesn't like her brother's fiancé. 50-year-old Ann Duffy wasn't happy with her brother's bride-to-be, so she pretended to be his fiancé, contacted the local registrar office, and called off the wedding. Well, she later called her brother David and said, "I have saved you on the divorce. I have canceled your wedding." Well, when the fiancé found out about it, she was understandably angry and called the police. So cops busted Duffy for harassment, and she will be sentenced this month. And finally, a Florida woman was trying to get to the happiest place on earth when she was arrested last week after dancing around and beating her car with a bungee cord while muttering incoherently about Disney World. Deputies spotted Elizabeth Quintana after she ran out of gas on a highway, blocking one lane while causing a scene with a mysterious white powder caked on her face. She also began threatening students from a nearby school with a handful of rocks. When the officers ran her plates, they found out the car had been reported stolen a day earlier. They arrested Quintana but released a man in the passenger seat after he told them he didn't know her and he'd only been picked up while hitchhiking. And they believed him. And that's your weird news this morning. It's 6:54.
After 37 straight years.